Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about a situation where the Bet Din doesn't execute somebody directly, but they cause him to die indirectly. Mishnah says, Mishelaka Veshana. If somebody did a certain Avera that has the punishment of Karet and also Malkut, we say that every time that somebody did a Avera that is a Haive Keretot, that they're supposed to be put to death early and punished by Hashem, then they also get Malkut from the Bet Din. But if they got the Malkut, that sort of wipes away the Karet, and we understand it as a little bit of Teshuvah. But then what happened with this person? Veshana, they repeated it again. They did that Avera once more, they got Malkut for it, and we say that they're not Karet, but problem is, they did it a third time. On that third time where they did the Avera, we do not give them Malkut. We cannot make the assumption that they're really doing Teshuvah over here. And we say that they're now Behezkat Karet. They're now looked at as a status of somebody who's going to die early by Hashem. And it's not for us to put them to death, but we could sort of cause that early death to happen because this person is not making Teshuvah. They have sort of given up their right to live. And the Bet Din has the okay to make that person's death happen earlier. This is a halakha le Moshe Misinai. So that's if the third time, third strike, the person eventually has the following. Bet Din machnisino tolakipa. The Bet Din puts him in a small little cell and they give him a small amount of bread and a little bit of water, and that would cause his stomach to shrink. And they feed him barley bread sprouts, and it sort of enlarges itself after it's within the stomach, and it causes the stomach to get sick and causes the stomach to burst, and eventually the man will die. And that's what the Bet Din is allowed to do once this person keeps on repeating the Avera over and over again. Ha-horeg nefesh shelo be'edim. If somebody killed somebody and we don't have proper witnesses or testimony to say that the court should put him to death, but they're so sure that he did the Avera, they could guarantee that he did it, but the person got away on a technicality. And when you're dealing with murder, it's such a serious Avera that it causes such a damage to society if this person's going to go free. So what could the Bet Din do? Same thing. Machnisino to la kippah. They put him into the kippah, to a cell. Uma'achilino to lechem sar umayim lahatz. And they give him a little bit of bread to eat and a limited amount of water. And that would make his stomach shrink. And then just like the previous part of the Mishnah, they would give him barley bread. And that would cause his stomach to expand, burst. And eventually this person would die. Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Tet, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about a case where an avaryan, a sinner, is put to death not by the Bet Din, but by the people who are around him. Mishnah says, Hagonev et hakasva, somebody who steals a sacred keli, utensil, vessel, from the Bet HaMikdash. V'hamekalel bakosem, if somebody curses the name of Hashem, using an Avodah Zarah, for example, he says, my Avodah Zarah, and he names the Avodah Zarah, curses Hashem. And then example number three, V'habbo'el Aramit, somebody who has inappropriate relations with a Arami woman, a woman who's an idol worshiper, and he has the relations with her in public, in front of 10 men of Yisrael. Then Kanain Pogin Bo, Zelots, people who are very pious and worried about the honor of Hashem, they're allowed to attack and kill all of these people. These people are undermining the sanctity, the Kiddushah, the holiness of the Jewish people. So if somebody sees them doing it, they're allowed to attack them and kill them. If a Jewish man is having relations with a idol worshiper, he's supposed to receive karet from the Shamayim, and he's also Hayav Malkut, he's going to get lashed. But that's only if he's with her privately. Here, when he's doing it publicly, he's committing a very, very egregious, very high-level sin, and therefore the Zelah, somebody who cares about the honor of Hashem, is allowed to kill him. But if the sinner is defending himself and he kills that Zelah, that kana'i, then we do not execute him for murder because we view him as he was protecting himself. So these are the three cases that a person could go, if he sees that avera, he could go attack and stop it in order to restore the honor of Hashem. Kohen sheshimesh betumah, a Kohen was serving in the Bet HaMikdash when he was tameh, and he was doing this on purpose. His brothers, the other Kohanim, don't bring him to Beit Din in order for him to receive the Malkut, the lashes that he's supposed to get. Rather, the young Kohanim was just starting to grow beards. They remove him to outside of the courtyard, outside of the Azara. They don't want to have any Tum'ah in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. And they crack open his skull, his head, with wooden logs that they have over there in the Bet HaMikdash that they would use as firewood on the Mizbeach. They don't want to wait for weapons or something else to be brought. They would kill this person right away for bringing something negative to the Bet HaMikdash of Tum'ah. And again, we're talking about somebody who's trying to disgrace Hashem by doing that on purpose. Zar sheshimesh b'mikdash, if a non-Kohen served in the Bet HaMikdash, Rabbi Akiva omer behenek. Rabbi Akiva says that the Beit Din executes him by strangling him. Hachamim disagree and they say that he's put to death by Hashem. The Beit Din does not go kill him, or other people don't kill him either, and he's put to death by Hashem.